Yes, my dear.
Sir Basil Hound of Scotland Yard is on the phone.
Put him through.
Boots!
Hound! What scent are you tracking this time?
I regret to say yours, Sir Boots.
My, what did I do?
Your little affair with Marlena Blitzkrieger.
I assure you, Hound, it's quite harmless.
Actually, I rather enjoy it.
You do know about Fraulein Blitzkrieger.
She's a notorious spy. Why?
She'll walk all over you, Boots.
Her spike heels are like stilettos.
Boots, this affair is no joking matter.
Blitzkrieger has provided some very intimate insights into the inner workings of Her Highness.
She's dangerous.
It was from Blitzkrieger that I discovered it was not the Italians who defiled our queen on the White Cliffs of Dover.
It was those sneaky Spaniards.
And if Blitzkrieger's information turns out to be bogus, what will you do, Boots?
Give her a good spanking.
Watch yourself. She's bad.
Oh, when she's bad, she is so good.
Do try to be discreet, Boots.
No problem. Cheerio.
Yo-ho! Hoochie-coochie man.
I knew that voice. Hold up here, Mr. Cracker. That you, Lady Wendy?
Coochie, what are you doing riding on the shoulders of that steam machine?
This here's what I call the Cracker Man.
Oh, I heard about your white enameled steam robot, but I didn't realize he was such a big fellow.
Oh, yeah. He's got a big, fat boiler belly. I can cover a lot of miles with Mr. Cracker.
Coochie, I need to talk to you about something.
Come on up.
How do I get up there?
There's rungs on his back. You just climb up the ladder.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. I just filled his belly full of coal.
Did Farking Footsfoots design this?
I had to modify him a little.
So, Coochie, where are you going?
I thought we'd take a stroll around Piccadilly Circus. You comfortable?
I'll settle in.
Okay. Get up, Mr. Cracker.
Ooh, this is wild.
Oh, yeah. You see those white folks step aside when Mr. Cracker comes stomping their way.
Coochie, would you help me with the Sultan if you didn't have to impersonate him again?
You still trying to even score with that old blackamoor?
He's causing problems.
Who's in cahoots with? Frenchies?
No, the Huns. Professor Ludwig von Snipe.
Von Snipe? The man who'll stop at nothing?
The man who has no sense of humor. Ever since the Hindenburger flatulence fiasco, he's been on the warpath. He's now trying to align the Tsar.
The Ruskies?
The Tsarina will be visiting Paris this weekend. And von Snipe has arranged a meeting. In fact, she's flying in on his private Zeppelin.
I take it, it won't be filled with crowd gas.
No, but it is a perfect opportunity to cause an international embarrassment.
Why are you telling me? Isn't this the sort of thing for Lady Chatterley and her Pinkerton pranksters?
It is. In fact, we've been collaborating. We need the Great White Robot.
Mr. Cracker don't go nowhere without the Coochie Man.
I know. That's why I need you.
So you mean me and Mr. Cracker get to see Gay Paris?
All expenses paid.
And what does this Coochie Man have to do?
The Tsarina won't be on that Zeppelin.
So who's Von Snipe gonna meet?
An impersonator.
Now hold on there. Coochie Man can't play no Tsarina. I mean, isn't she a white Russian or something?
I will play the Tsarina.
You speak Russian?
Yeah, da. I will transform myself into Tsarina Alexandra Fyodorovna.
Sounds like you pull it off. Mm. But what about the real Tsarina?
She's game.
You two know each other?
We're friends. She'll be busy shopping. She loves bargains. Can't find them when she's being a Tsarina.
So, she's gonna be you, and you're gonna be her?
That's right.
Man, you got me all intrigued.
Will Mr. Cracker and Mr. Coochie accept our invitation?
Okay, but I'm not playing no blackamoor. No more.
No. For those of you who have the thankless job of making up misinformation, always keep in mind, war may be hell for those who are fighting it, but for the rest of the world, it's entertainment. Your job is to turn death and destruction into a distraction. Our most popular forms of entertainment are basically bash 'em, blast 'em, or blow them away. People need to believe it's a game. When thousands are being slaughtered, what do you call it? Shock and awesome. War is exciting. War is sexual. War will turn you on. As long as the bombs aren't dropping on you.
Tell me, Jarina, if there is a great war, will your empire stand with the forces of good or with the forces of evil?
Why is good good? It is so boring. Do you not find evil much more excites Herr von Schnieper?
Evil, she can be good. And good, she can be evil. But we, Jarina, we are very good, yeah?
You will use evil to achieve ends, Herr von Schnieper?
Oh, no, never. We who will triumph, we who will rule the world, we will never do evil, will we, Jarina?
Use a cooperation with Imperial Russia. Why, Herr von Schnieper?
Jarina, let me show you a map. Here is world as we know.
Ah! I thought you were holding a menu.
Well, a map is a menu, yeah? Point to what you would like, Jarina.
For appetizer or for entree?
Both. Dessert too, Jarina.
Let me see. For appetizer, Poland. Czechoslovakia, Hungary.
I have my heart set on Poland.
Then you have Poland for a while. Then we have Poland for a while.
Fair enough. Let's see. I'll also take Austria, Belgium, Denmark.
And for entree?
Please, Jarina, ladies first.
China, Mongolia, India, Japan.
Afghanistan?
No, not bad for digestion.
Fair enough.
And now you, Herr von Schnieper.
France, Italy, United Kingdom, of course. Africa, Brazil, Mexico, and States of America.
I don't think so. No.
No?
Not all states, no.
Well, maybe we can split 50-50?
Where divide?
You see how states are separated along lines of Mason and Dixon? I'll take Mason, you take Dixon.
You take North? With factory, iron, industry, and give me what? Chitlin, grit, and black-eyed peepers.
But, Jarina, the South also has cotton, tobacco, sugar, and those soulful Negro songs about my dear old mommy.
Who is that?
Mammy, my mammy, I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles, my dear old Alabama mammy.
Oh, I wish I was in Dixie, way, way, in Dixieland of the Mustang, way, way.
Is that the great white robot with Coochie Hoochie Man astride he is sitting?
Mr. Coochie come from South States of New Orleans.
Well, Professor Von Snipe and Lady Windermere, impersonating Tsarina, were leaning out of the window, looking down on the great white robot strolling up the Champs-Élysées. Lady Windermere, with her back turned to the map of the world, was taking photographs from her brass fantabulous.
So that's where the photographs of the infamous map of the world came from.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, you better believe it.
If you take South States, I toss in Mexico.
Thank you, Herr von Schnieper.